raising a family to raising almonds. There are many moments in life when having a partner makes everything easier. At Wilbur Ellis, we believe almond bloom is one of those moments. We know a strong bloom is what sets you up for a successful year. That's why when you work with us, you don't just get one partner. You get access to a team of industry-leading experts who bring you real-time answers that can boost your yield and your bottom line. We've also got innovative adjuvants like Embracier that elevate the performance and effectiveness of fungicides, insecticides, and miticides by making sure you get even coverage throughout your orchard. So don't face almond bloom without a partner. Plan for a more successful harvest by teaming up with Wilbur Ellis, because you're never alone when you have the power of we. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis representative today to see what the power of we can do for you.
Bring to ill.
I'm Taylor Bisciotti with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Raiders might be in the middle of a Super Bowl drought, but you can't say the same thing about the city they play in. The NFL announcing Monday that Las Vegas will be the site of Super Bowl 63 in February of 2029. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford announced in February that he's returning for another season after winning the MVP. But who's going to be his backup? Head coach Sean McVay on Monday mentioned former Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins as a possibility, saying, quote, "I'd love to be able to see what that looks like." Elsewhere, Browns quarterback Shedeur Sanders is changing his jersey number from 12 back to the number 2 he wore in college for Colorado. And NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero reporting the Browns withdrew their proposal to allow teams to trade draft selections up to 5 years in advance instead of the current 3 years. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
While retinitis pigmentosa takes Mark's vision, his family gives him hope, whether at the family business or at home with his wife and sons. He knows he's not fighting alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Mark, winning the fight means being there for his family. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
What if your instincts could pay off? With Robinhood Prediction Markets, you can put your sports IQ to work on the games you know best. It's not you against the house. It's you participating in a live market. Buy or sell your predictions all game long. Trade every play with Robinhood. Visit Robinhood.com/predict. That's Robinhood.com/predict. Futures and cleared swaps trading involves significant risk and is not appropriate for everyone. Event contracts are offered by Robinhood Derivatives LLC, a registered futures commission merchant.
You're invited to attend the Easter Sunrise Service at Chapel Hill in Chandon, 6 a.m. this Sunday. Come celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ at an ecumenical service that welcomes everyone and includes speakers from multiple denominations. Dress warmly and bring a pocket flashlight. Easter Sunrise Service this Sunday, 6 a.m. at the beautiful Chapel Hill in Chandon.
Locally owned and operated for 55 years with the best prices and the best selection, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. From Levi's to Carhartt, all your camping supplies, including sleeping bags, backpacks, and much more, boots for every lifestyle, and whether it's ranch, contractor, or casual, they've got you covered head to toe. DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. Celebrating 55 years, DJ Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, March 31st, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
CHP releases details of fatal 101 collision near Cuesta Grade. Templeton Library to hold flea market fundraiser each month. Details of these and other stories coming up. Overcast today with highs in the low 60s. It's 57 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The California Highway Patrol has released further details of the collision that took place Saturday night at the bottom of the Cuesta Grade, confirming one fatality. CHP says that at about 9:30 p.m., a Toyota Camry attempted to turn left onto southbound 101 from Higuera Ranch. A Toyota Highlander traveling northbound collided with the Camry, barreling across the southbound lanes and into the right-hand shoulder. The Camry sustained major damage, according to CHP, and was disabled and blacked out while facing the wrong way in the number one northbound lane. An adult female passenger of the Camry attempted to exit the vehicle. However, the driver of a Hyundai Tucson traveling northbound hit the blacked-out Camry, throwing the woman from the vehicle and into the southbound left-turn lane at Higuera Ranch. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene. Five others were transported to a local hospital for minor to moderate injuries. The Templeton Library will kick off an Easter egg hunt as part of its first Saturday sale series April 4th. Starting April, the first Saturday of each month will feature thrift, vintage, flea, and maker's tents at the Templeton Library starting at 8 a.m. This first market sale will also feature an Easter egg hunt for children ages 1 through 8 starting at 9:30 a.m. The hunt is candy-free. Eggs will instead be stuffed with prizes, trinkets, stickers, and coupons. This first Saturday series will serve as a fundraiser for the Templeton Library through donations. The library is funded entirely through donor funds. Templeton resident property taxes do not go to the library, instead to 14 other county branches. Lainey Wilson to perform at California Mid-State Fair. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The California Mid-State Fair has announced Lainey Wilson will perform as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series Friday, July 17th. The opening show will be Colton Dawson. Lainey Wilson is a country singer and songwriter with 9 Country Music Association Awards. Her singles include Can't Sit Still, Watermelon Moonshine, and 2-time platinum Heart Like a Truck. She's collaborated with Jelly Roll, Hardy, Post Malone, and Dolly Parton. Colton Dawson is a rising country singer and songwriter with a soulful voice, sharp guitar work, and honest storytelling. He blends classic country roots with fresh, heartfelt songwriting. Tickets for this concert go on sale this Friday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. The Central Coast Zoo will be holding its party for the Planet Earth Day celebration Saturday, April 18th. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the 15th anniversary of this event celebrates the conservation of protection of animals and plants. The day will include hands-on activities, exhibits, educational demonstrations on water conservation, and special animal encounters. The event is free with general admission to the zoo. The Central Coast Zoo specializes in animals present in biodiversity hotspots, which are just 2.5% of Earth's surface, yet support nearly half of all bird, mammal, reptile, and amphibian species. Come celebrate Earth Day at the Central Coast Zoo, Saturday, April 18th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Braves shut out the Athletics 4-0, the Cubs beat the Angels 7-2, the Giants over the Padres 3-2, the Guardians beat the Dodgers 4-2, the Mariners over the Yankees 2-1. Tonight, the Athletics will face the Braves, the Angels will go against the Cubs, the Dodgers will face the Guardians, the Giants will go against the Padres, the Yankees will face the Mariners. In the NBA yesterday, the Lakers beat the Wizards 120-101. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Cavaliers. The Clippers will go against the Trailblazers. In California news, a U.S. Marine was arrested at Palm Springs International Airport Monday after TSA found a live 25-millimeter explosive round in his baggage. The Marine said he found the round in the field a year ago and kept it, assuming it wasn't live. A disposal team took the round to the desert area where it was destroyed. The Marine could face criminal charges and could also face penalty from the Marine Corps. This March has been one of the warmest, driest in history in California, according to information from the National Weather Service and Oceanic Atmospheric Administration. Conditions throughout the state have been exceptionally dry with record high temperatures. Rain is expected to move across California this week to potentially bring relief to the state, but is expected to be short-lived. Republican candidate for governor Chad Bianco has announced that his office has put the investigations into ballots from the 2025 election in Riverside County on hold due to, quote, politically motivated lawsuits and court filings. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Consumer demand is constantly changing, and agricultural markets have to adapt. Speaking on the Growing Pulse Crops podcast, Marlena Bursch says market development and diversification in pulses has been critical for stronger and more stable prices for farmers.
I think we sometimes forget when we talk about pulses that price points are very important, particularly when they develop new markets. When we started producing red lentils, and I must admit, when the very first came up, I thought, oh, this is such a small market and the prices are lower and so on. But obviously, you know, the red lentil market is much, much bigger now. And that has added a whole new set of markets for us on the lentil side. Same with yellow peas. When we figured out that yellow peas can compete with desi chickpeas into India, for example, again, being competitive, being able to offer alternatives to the buyers, actually, that was a major landmark. And simultaneously, when we figured out that when we go into China and we can compete with yellow peas into the mung bean with yellow peas, that was a major landmark because that's all price related. So understanding those markets and discovering those possibilities along with your buyers, that's what gives you the next step.
That's Marlena Bursch, co-founder of Mercantile Consulting Venture.
Hello, this is Brad Arntzen. Since 1956, Arntzen Angus has been breeding cattle the same way. We like them to be sound, gentle, maternal, and to perform. On Thursday, April 2nd, we will be offering 220 performance-tested bulls and 20 registered heifers that will excel in just these traits. We invite you to come out to the ranch and celebrate our 50th sale with lunch at noon and the sale to start at 1. For more information, check out our Facebook page or give us a call at 406-462-5557.
Grounded from Helena is a powerful adjuvant that can take your herbicide application to the next level. It reduces AI loss from UV light and off-target movement while improving deposition and absorption. All to help you unleash precision in every spray application. Spray smarter with Grounded from Helena. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
This is Tim Hamrich with the Ag Information Network.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Try Uncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Country superstar Lainey Wilson is coming to the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles Friday, July 17th, 7:30. Tickets go on sale Friday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. Get yours at midstatefair.com or ticketmaster.com. And don't miss Lainey Wilson live at the California Mid-State Fair Friday, July 17th.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The California Bountiful Foundation, a nonprofit research and educational arm of the California Farm Bureau, created the Expanding Our Roots mentorship program to connect beginning farmers and ranchers with experienced producers who can share experience, practical, real-world knowledge. Through the program, mentors and mentees work through topics such as production planning, business management, market access, navigating regulations, managing risk, adopting climate smart practices, and more. To date, 246 farmers are enrolled with the Expanding Our Roots programs. It serves a diverse group of producers, including 62 participants who speak a language other than English. Carol Thong of Sonoma County said working with her mentor, Andrew Forcini, a wine grape grower in Sonoma County, helped her better understand vineyard operations and identify ways to reduce costs, helping her make more informed decisions on her operation. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP reports there's a hit and run with no injuries in Templeton at the intersection of 7th and Crocker Street. CHP has no further information at this time. Traffic impacts are minimal. Again, there is a hit and run with no injuries at 7th and Crocker Street in Templeton. CHP has a unit assigned. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by K-Johns and Atascadero, with Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-Johns, one designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Cloudy skies today with highs in the low 60s, southwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly to mostly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 40s, south-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. A few clouds early, otherwise mostly sunny. Tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, west-southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Thursday and Friday, sunny on Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, sunny on Tuesday. Low 70s Thursday, mid 70s Friday, mid 80s Saturday and Sunday, upper 70s Monday, 80 a week from today. Currently, it is 57 degrees and mostly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K-John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Conference Board is out with a better-than-expected reading on consumer confidence for this month, a reading of 91.8. Expectations also improved. And job creation appears to be holding up. If you look at the big picture, the Labor Department's job openings and labor turnover survey found 6.88 million new positions in the last business day of February. That's a slight decline, though in the same report, January's job growth was revised much higher to 7.2 million available positions. Stocks are jumping after President Trump told aides he's willing to end the Iran conflict without fully reopening the Strait of Hormuz. However, there was a drone attack on a Kuwaiti oil tanker overnight off Dubai port, and crude oil prices are higher. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Michael's Optical in Atascadero welcomes spring by reminding you they have a great selection of sunglasses, as well as glasses and frames from infants to adults, and top brand names in fashion eyewear by Oakley, Silhouette, Maui Jim, and Ray-Ban. Make sure you check the special VIP savings that are available, as well as a 40% discount on selected frames that even St. Patty would appreciate. Remember, at Michael's Optical, they have an in-house finishing lab, which means fast repairs, custom adjustments, and Michael's special one-of-a-kind personal service that they had been proud to offer for the past 47 years. Michael's Optical, now exclusively in Atascadero at 8300 El Camino Real.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. You look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219-9910.
Alrighty, Life Scooter Deli, serving you fresh food for over 16 years and... good news, use promo code KPRL for a $5 discount. You can order online or in person. Simply go to redscooterdeli.com, and they're right next to the pet department there, across from the post office and across from the city park in downtown Paso Robles. Again, that's redscooterdeli.com, or call them 805-237-1780.
Hello, it's me, Jared, with Hutch Heating and Air. When was the last time you changed your filter or had your air conditioner looked at by a pro? Yes, a pro. Did you know your air conditioner can lose small amounts of refrigerant over time, wasting your hard-earned money to cool down your home without you noticing anything wrong? So save a buck and remember us. Heater not helping much? Call Hutch at 466-8199 or look us up on the web at hutchheatingandair.com.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals, near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Any baseball fan knows of Shoeless Joe Jackson. Today we're going to hear about a politician who in the 1890s was known as Sockless Jerry Simpson. In the early 1890s, the United States was going through an economic downturn. Western farmers were upset over low crop prices, high shipping costs, and even higher interest rates. They began forming the Grangers and the Farmers Alliance to give mutual assistance. Finally, angered that the major political parties weren't doing anything to help the plight of the farmer, these groups formed a third party called the Populists. One of the farmers having a tough time was a man named Jerry Simpson. As a Kansas rancher, Jerry knew the challenges of making a living by toiling the land. Hoping to get help for the farmers, Jerry became involved in politics and became one of the most influential members of the Populist Party. On March 30, 1891, Jerry declared his candidacy for the U.S. Congress on the Populist ticket. His opponents tried to label him as a backwoods hick who didn't even wear socks. Jerry knew how to make lemonade out of lemons. He quickly turned the insult into his advantage. He proudly started calling himself Sockless Jerry, the Sockless Socrates of the Plains. And it worked. He not only was elected once, he was elected three times to Congress. Actually, had he not been born in Canada and ineligible to become president, he would have been the populist candidate for the president. As with most third-party movements, the Populist Party was short-lived, but during its life, the Populist Party was able to inspire the major parties to look at some more progressive ideas, such as the regulation of the railroads.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
This is Billy Gallant with your locally owned and operated H&R Block office. As local accountants retire, many taxpayers are left wondering where to turn. H&R Block is ready when you need a trusted expert. With experienced tax professionals, your local H&R Block delivers reliable help year after year, no matter how the tax laws change. You'll get knowledgeable service, clear pricing, and flexible options to file. So if your old tax preparer is stepping away, step confidently into tax season with H&R Block. Trusted expertise that's here to stay. Call your local H&R Block office today to make an appointment.
38 years ago, we opened Stove and Spa Center, and we are old and tired. We finally decided it's time to enjoy retirement. So we're having a huge store-wide sale. That's right, folks. If you've been thinking of getting a stove, insert, or fireplace, now is the time to get one. We have lots of inventories, and it all needs to go quickly. We have wood, gas, pellet units, and they are priced to sell. We have burn models up to 40% off. We also have fireplace screens, grates, steamers, gloves, and other hearth accessories all on sale to move. Don't miss the great opportunity to get items at a great price while supplies last. Stove and Spa Center is closing our doors, so don't miss this incredible store-wide deals. All sales are final and must take possession of product within 10 days of purchase. Come see all the items available to put into your home. Stove and Spa Center, 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero, between Curbarill and Morrill Road, open Tuesday through Saturday.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We moved from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. CHP has released further details of the collision that took place Saturday night at the bottom of the Cuesta Grade, confirming one fatality. The driver of a Toyota Camry attempted to turn left onto southbound 101 when a Toyota Highlander collided with it. Another vehicle then hit the Camry as the passenger attempted to exit the vehicle, and they were pronounced dead at the scene. The Templeton Library will kick off an Easter egg hunt as part of its first Saturday sale series on April 4th. Starting in April, the first Saturday of each month will feature thrift vintage, flea, and maker's tents at the Templeton Library at 8 a.m. The first market sale will also feature an Easter egg hunt for children ages 1 through 8, starting at 9:30 a.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Secretary of War Pete Hegseth delivering an update on the conflict with Iran, saying he visited U.S. troops in the Middle East over the weekend who told him,
"Let's finish the mission."
The secretary adding,
"We recently destroyed another one of their command bunkers. Leaders forced to flee. No water, no power, no oxygen, no command and control. Their faith in their caves diminishing."
President Trump expressing his frustration with some U.S. allies.
He sent a warning to other nations who are not getting involved with this conflict, saying, "Go get your own oil." He wrote it on Truth Social.
White House correspondent Aisha Hosni reporting, and President Trump confirming Britain's King Charles will visit the U.S. for 3 days starting April 27th. America's listening to Fox News.
We ask Nick Medeiros, CPA in Atascadero, what's new as we prepare our taxes?
We've got some big upcoming changes courtesy of the big, beautiful bill that was signed back in the summer. How it's going to impact folks and answering questions on that, because it was passed so fast. There's going to be some things that people like and maybe some things folks don't like. They did address some key issues that were the fallout of the previous, call it Trump bill, back in 2017. So they did address one big issue, which was the SALT limitation. That's been increased, so that's going to help some folks coming up here. And I know the president touted three key factors he wanted to do with no tax on tips, overtime, and Social Security. They got two of those, subject to income limits, because there's always income limits and phase outs on things. And there was a kind of a compromise on Social Security. So those are going to be probably the major points of that bill that affect a lot of people.
Nick Medeiros, CPA, 805-466-7249.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Pass Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. All right, cloudy today with only about a 24% chance of some of that wet stuff. Highs in the low 60s. Some clouds tonight. Overnight lows in the mid 40s. Clouds early, then some sunshine. Upper 60s on Wednesday. Low 70s Thursday. Mid 70s for your Good Friday. Mid 80s Saturday. Easter Sunday, sunny. Low 80s. Upper 70s Monday and Tuesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 8. Up and down, 6:51 a.m., 7:24 p.m. We are at 58 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2. Barry's in with Protecting What Matters, and as usual, he's got some information for you from, first, Melissa James. She is president of Reach Central Coast. Energy policy, workforce development, et cetera, and how it all impacts the Central Coast. And then in the 1 o'clock hour, back by popular demand, it is your District 1 supervisor, Mr. John Pishong. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. You can text us at 238-5775, and also, believe it or not, you can call, too. 238-KPRL. All right, freedom of speech ready to go, and it's brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. They'll be there 805-466-6188 on the backstretch, headed for home, and here we go.
Carry on, KPRL. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. The Morning Exchange.
Alrighty here, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Let me see here. On the text, the liberal caller doesn't understand that we Americans don't care what happens in Europe or using our tax dollars protecting NATO. We want our homeland protected, and if the rest of the world doesn't like it, tough big pile of you-know-what. All right, thank you for that. And I got an interesting one here, a little long, but let me get right to the problem. This has to do with the NATO. Absent major political shift, Western Europe is useless as an ally. Due to Muslim immigration, saving Western Europe anytime soon is doubtful. U.S. should immediately suspend Article 5 NATO obligations as to Western Europe and enter into a new alliance in Central and Eastern Europe, shifting all assets to those countries except Hungary and Slovakia, unless they shun Russia. I think Ukraine would make the best 51st state, but they would never go for that to make them a... It's really okay. So anyway, there you go. The conversation last hour. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. I'm sorry I'm not listening as close as I should, but was one of the news things that Chris read about California having the hottest, driest year in history or something like that? Is that
March? One of the hottest and driest years.
We talked with Greg
one of the hottest and driest marches.
Marches, not year.
Okay, because we talked about having average rainfall this year, so I was a little confused. Thank you. The hottest, driest March
in a long time.
Okay.
Well,
these sound like talking points that somebody could be talking climate change with me and say, didn't you hear we had the hottest? Oh, God, yeah, I think I did hear that. You're right.
Well, that's why the clarification is important, because if someone says, I heard today that somebody said it's the hottest, and they leave out that one of the hottest in just March, there's a huge difference.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you for straightening me out.
All right, sir. That's what we're here for. That's our job. Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Chris. Hey, your caller that was in the first hour that lives in... I guess across the Monterey line, Ranchita Canyon area. In 2019, the Department of Water Resources separated that portion of the basin for Monterey to take care of that portion of the basin, which is about 70,000 acres of the 500-something thousand acres. So we're taking care of 436. They're taking care of that 70. It's not part of their bigger basin. And because of the priority ranking, there's really nothing for them to do. The law doesn't change. If you're a de minimis user, you have nothing to report. And they don't send anybody to help manage their portion with the rest of the Paso Basin. I don't know what they do, so I don't know what they're managing. But... you know, this would be an excellent time to call in on Barry's show and talk to John Pashong about his counterpart there. I think his name is Chris Lopez, who's a supervisor in that area, and say, hey, what is exactly are you managing for me? And I'll give you an example. When they separated Atascadero sub-basin from the rest of the Paso Basin, they became a low-priority basin. They don't have to do anything. They don't even have to turn in a report. I don't believe that the portion in Monterey would be that much different. It's only 1,900 acre feet of the water of the mm-hmm. basin. So in the court trial of our quiet title action, all of the agencies involved agreed that the basin that was in this whole talk or the trial was the Bulletin 118 basin by the Department of Water Resources, which includes the part of Monterey and the part in Atascadero. Monterey didn't show up to defend itself from the city of Paso or the county of San Luis Obispo or San Miguel or anybody claiming that they had a right over private landowners' rights. So why do they have a right to now manage you now, when there's already documents on what's being done, and the work prior to all of this Sigma stuff was always done by San Luis Obispo County, not by Monterey County?
Well, as I said earlier, Greg, we know why. They simply want money. That's it. There's no other reason for this.
Exactly, and I know other people that are there, and they're just like, hey, if you're not some big ag deal that they can come in and say, but again... You know, here we are 10 years later from when this stuff started. What have you done? What have you managed? What reports have you turned in? What documents have you done that you need? Everybody that puts in a well, somebody who originally did it had to pull a permit. They already know where that well is. They already know what the what the testing was the day that the well was put in. So they already have all that information. Now, the cost of that well and the equipment, like the caller said, became part of your base on that house when it was finaled. And that base set the precedent for your taxes on your property.
Right.
And every year that goes up 2% with Prop 13. So you're already paying for them to manage what you improved. And maybe they just need to separate that portion from your property taxes and quit messing with us.
Well, not only, you know, from the initial investment, but also you could say the daily maintenance. We're taking care of it on a daily basis already without any help or management from anybody else except ourselves. So, Greg, I got some more calls coming in, but I appreciate it. All right,
thanks. You guys take care.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. I just want to let everybody know one of my observations. I was walking in the park yesterday, and on two different occasions, I observed dog owners lifting their dog up and allowing them to drink out of the water faucet. And it just reminded me of when I had my children, and we'd go in the park. I'd tell them, "Don't put your lips on that." And now they're allowing their animals to drink out of our water faucets. And I just want everybody to be aware of the fact that they're doing this. And I'm just a little perturbed about what I observed twice.
Well, maybe the next for the city is to have some signs about the drinking water is for human beings only.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've heard these people say, and, you know, I enjoy dogs, but I've heard them say, "Oh, they have a cleaner mouth than a human being." Well, I don't know very many human beings that go around licking each other's butts, so I'll just leave it at that. And it just upset me, and there's a lot of people that, and kids especially, don't realize what there's. It's a water fountain, and it's for, you put all the signs you want up, but one of the signs is you're not allowed to have dogs in the park, and you see how that's worked.
Right, because the city didn't want to enforce it.
That's right. Okay, thank you very much, Kevin.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Well, our trivia question this morning had to do with pets and how many times a day we have conversations with our pets, and the answer was 6. And it's various conversations that we have with the ones in the house. Chris, what would you think the percentage of people who allow their pets to lick them is?
Well, there's a little bit of a word there, allow. Sometimes they just do it.
Right. They do that. They, either they jump up and they lick your face, or they lick your skin, or I can tell you last night I had something left over on my fingers from eating and I put it in front of the cat's face and guess what he did?
Went licking.
It was licking my finger. Now, I didn't put the finger immediately in my mouth after he did that.
I tend to wash my hands after that happens.
Yes, you tend to do that and stuff, but the animals tend to get a quick lick or something like that, or even, you know, with the nose up against. I'm assuming they were small dogs that they were lifting up and putting at the FR. I don't know. I just don't understand people. All right, let's see. 238-5775, 238-KPRL on that. Again. This is Farm Workers Day here in California, so check your government offices if you have to do something, because some of them may be closed. All right, let's see here. What did we have? Came across this. The cost of homeless per person in San Luis Obispo County. And it carries a particularly high public cost. And this is according to the United States Department of Housing and Urban Development. that each homeless individual costs the community, meaning taxpayers, over $40,000 per year. These costs are driven by public service usage, including ambulance rides, emergency room visits, jail time, and police services. How about that? And it also has to do with other things towards the quality of life, which our politicians like to talk about, and businesses, hurting businesses. Now, what's interesting is the cost here, according to this, is over $40,000 per year. But California spends approximately $42,000 to over $47,000 annually per homeless person. So I guess you can say that, well, the county, it said over $40,000, and this number says between $42,000 and $47,000 per year. And this includes safe motel, well, it doesn't include safe motel rooms and so forth and so on, because since 2019, we're well over $25 billion. Now, the high cost areas such as Los Angeles and San Francisco, that the unsheltered homeless often cost taxpayers $65,000 to over $100,000 per person annually. And that's when you include the emergency room visits, or also known as frequent flyers. Okay, and here's the nice, and I'm being facetious. Here's the nice thing about these numbers. The state has struggled with tracking outcomes. Imagine that. So what I haven't been able to find regarding this is these numbers, whereas it's over 40, 42 to 47, 65 to over 100,000 per person. When they say per person, is that directly going to the homeless person? Or does this include the salaries of the cottage industry people? It doesn't separate that. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. You know, it's funny how you brought up the homeless. Over here on North River Road in the Salinas River, we have a new city. It's developing very quickly, running water in the Salinas River. And we've got all kinds of tent housing and all kinds of trash and everything flowing north through the river. And it's a joke because we don't do anything about it. The city doesn't do anything about it. And they're all right there by the water treatment plant. And these people are bathing and everything else that you need to do and hanging clothes up. And it's a shame. It's a shame that we try to help them, but nobody wants help. And then I still don't understand why that bad boy school up there, I guess it's sold now, the correctional facilities up there, but they could have done stuff with these people and put them up there, raised gardens, maybe even had like a farm to where they could do that. But everybody makes the excuse there's too many that are mentally ill and then they're on drugs and everything. But I don't understand why they can't clean that up, because the amount of plastic bags and sacks and fecal matter that are flowing down towards our place is unbelievable. And no one's doing anything about it. And, you know, it irritates me. It's like the guy that is in the park. The dog rule isn't enforced, and, you know, you've got to watch where you walk when you're walking around the park, too. But I just thought I'd vent to you. Thanks for listening.
All right, you're welcome. Take care. Well, the boys' school that was state-owned, and there was a lot of issues with the I think, asbestos, and the cost to, you know, kind of redo that or refurbish it would have been astronomical. And plus, I remember when this came up several years ago that, okay, you want to put the people out there, that's a developing area and so forth and so on, trying to attract businesses and so forth, and you have the water park not too far from there. So a lot of things. Hi, good morning. Hello, you're on the air.
I'll let you know, as a fine state employee from the hospital, I'm going to be doing yard work today. So it's as close to farm working as I'm going to get.
You're doing farm work today?
No, I do yard work.
Yard work.
Yard.
Well, first thing is make sure you wear gloves because we don't want your hands to get calloused.
No, of course not. It's ridiculous. We were coming home yesterday. We were out of town. And, yeah, here's all these farm workers, you know, the field workers doing their thing. It's like, cannot believe I get the day off. But I'll take it. So I show up thinking, what are you doing here? So perfect.
Well,
So thank you.
You're thanking the taxpayers.
If they'd like to come help me do yard work today, that'd be great.
Well, I'll tell you what, since you are getting a free day off at the expense of the taxpayers for probably mowing for 5 minutes, I have some things that need to be trimmed out at the Rattlesnake Ranch, which I've only killed 2 steaks this year, so you would be safe.
Yeah, send me the list. Okay. Perfect. Hey, I was going to let you know, hey, that new guy in the morning, because I do have to wake up awful early to do my state responsibilities. I listen at McGraw person in the morning.
Yeah, McGraw.
He's terrific. Yeah.
Well,
I enjoy him.
He was better than the last one, but he's no Jim Bohannon, but.
Oh, no. But yeah. No, I don't know. I enjoy him, and he seems to be engaging with the interviews, and I don't know.
What I like most about him is he takes a lot of phone calls.
Yes. Yes, and he looks at different points of view, and it's not this whole very, I don't know, political thing. It's very entertaining. He seems knowledgeable, and he's got some, I don't know, experience. So I just, for something to have to get up that early in the morning to keep the state safe, as I do, I enjoy it. So I know you didn't pick him out, but it's part of your show, so it's great.
No, I did pick him on the choice of list, but it's, I'll tell you, it's now that I know what you're doing, it's an extreme comfort that you're dedicating your life to us taxpayers. It really, really comforts me, and it gives me a vigorating sense of you may be worth something after all.
See, that one patient has escaped on my watch, so we're doing good.
Well, that's great, and I love the fact that myself and others are paying your salary.
I need a raise.
You'll get none and like it. That's it. All right.
All right. Okay. Happy Tuesday.
All right. Bye. All right, folks. I tell you, what's that? I don't know what the movie's from. What a world. Let's see here. Anything? The only instrumental song banned on radio took place in 1958. The song was Rumble. It had no lyrics, but it was banned in several U.S. made radio markets. It was because the term Rumble was slang term for gang fight, and it glorified juvenile delinquency. How about that? Pretty amazing.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Central Coast Zoo will be holding its Party for the Planet Earth Day celebration Saturday, April 18th. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., the 15th anniversary of this event celebrates the conservation and protection of animals and plants. The event is free with general admission to the zoo. The California Mid-State Fair has announced Delaney Wilson will perform as part of the Michelob Ultra Concert Series Friday, July 17th. The opening show will be Colton Dawson. Tickets go on sale this Friday, April 3rd at 10 a.m. at midstatefair.com. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with highs in the low 60s. It's 59 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
This afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Barry, protecting what matters. First up, Melissa James, president of Reach Central Coast. Lots to talk about regarding workforce development, energy policies, etc. And then, First District Supervisor John Pashong will be back. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.